What is your day to life like, and what would you want people to in the future to know about what life is like for us now? My day to day life now is I work and go to school from home, so it really is just being at home all day, just learning and then switching from that in school. It's kind of nice though because the school was able to give me a computer to use for work. And so it has all the programs that it's kind of nice to be home at all, like to be doing able to do all that work, and it's easily accessible from my house. What has been most challenging about this time? It definitely has to be not being able to see my family as often, but that's also because we're very far away from SoCal, where I'm from. But I really don't see any more challenges now than I did before. Essential is a word we hear a lot. What does essential mean to you? And who is essential? What are we learning about what is essential? So what essential is basically anything that is essential. Work would be anything that would be able to be done day to day. So food services, healthcare workers, police officers, basically frontline workers. So anybody like we would need to get into food or anything else or traveling. What is COVID-19 making possible that never existed before, and what good do you see coming out of this moment? So it would be like, there's quite a few of those that I have. It's definitely like you see the world from a different perspective now, as how dirty it was before, and you know, people not giving you personal space if you're at a concert, at venues, at the grocery store, and everything we touch is also always like never really sanitized. One thing is I go to the gym often at school, and everything is like you have to put a tag on it for the workers to clean it with sanitizer, and then you wait for it to dry and then they can wipe it a second time. Before you would have to wipe it down, but it was more of just to wipe off the sweat instead of it, and you would do that yourself. So definitely it's a lot more of a skeptical view of like dirty things, and everything's a little more dirtier now. What is it you want to remember about this time, and what have you learned? Definitely what we were able to do from what we do at home. I remember, so back to working, I worked in the admissions office at Humboldt State University, and before I was not, well, I really didn't picture myself working from home and doing that, and basically, if I wanted to go home for a week, I would have to take off a week and not work, but now I can go home for a week and do all of my work online and still be with my family. So it's definitely that I want to remember, and then hopefully that continues into the non-pandemic. And after this pandemic ends, will things go back to the way they were? What kind of changes would you like to see, and how will you contribute to rebuilding the world, and what will you do differently? So I kind of do wish it would go back to normal within reasons and exceptions, like I was saying, how I see the world in a different light, how everything's a little dirtier. I definitely want to keep that mentality of keeping my distance away from people. Another one that might be very unpopular within a lot of the communities would be wearing masks when you're sick or something, whether to prevent other people getting sick or preventing you from getting sick. I mean, it would be very nice, courteous for people to wear masks while they're sick and they have to do stuff like go to the grocery store and other things as well. I think I would definitely be doing that to contribute back to the world as well. And my name is Steven Amesco, by the way.